threatened, and given its location, I suppose it was inevitable that eventually the war would reach there, but none of us thought about it at the time. Hernando never gave the impression that there was any trouble. Even though he was so far away, we spoke on the phone 2 or 3 times a week. In 1997, he came home on leave and stayed for a couple of months. He was due to come again on November 1st, 1998, but that was the day that the town was attacked.
Okay. Alberto's gone back in time a few years to explain how his brother came to be kidnapped. Hernando joined the police force in 1994. He had hoped to work in Bogota, the capital of Colombia, because that's where his family is from. Instead, he was sent to Mitu, a tiny little town in the Amazon. You might think of the Amazon as the home of the rainforest, but guerrillas have fought over this area for years. The family is nervous when Hernando gets sent there, but the place is really peaceful at first. But as Alberto says, it was inevitable that war would reach Mitu. Something that is inevitable cannot be avoided. And after Hernando has been in town for 4 years, the town of Mitu is attacked. This must be when Hernando gets kidnapped. Let's read on. Pick up the story in the middle of page 129 with, "My mother was woken up that Sunday."
My mother was woken up that Sunday at dawn by a telephone call from my godfather. "Listen to the radio," he told her. "A battle is going on in Mitu." My father was away, but my mother woke me up, and we spent the whole day in the house, listening to the radio and waiting for news. My older sister came over and made calls to the Red Cross and other places, trying to get information. At one point, my mother announced she had had enough. She was going to get on a plane and fly out there to see what was happening. "You can't go, Mama," my sister told her. "They are still fighting. It's a war zone." So my mother went back to waiting. The tears rolled